Hello and welcome to USGS CoreCast. I'm Jessica Robertson. There is an estimated 90 billion barrels of undiscovered, technically recoverable oil in the Arctic, according to a USGS assessment released on July 23, 2008. Today we are joined by USGS scientists Brenda Pierce and Don Gauthier to discuss this assessment and the Arctic's resources. Thank you for joining us today, Brenda and Don.
Thanks, Jessica. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Jessica.
Brenda, first, can you tell us what the USGS released today and what exactly this means?
What we're releasing today is the assessment of the undiscovered, technically recoverable resources north of the Arctic Circle. This will be the first ever publicly available resource estimate of petroleum resources, that is oil, gas, and natural gas liquids, of all areas north of the Arctic Circle. The USGS has estimated that there are 90 billion barrels of undiscovered, technically recoverable oil, 1,670 trillion cubic feet of technically recoverable natural gas, and 44 billion barrels of technically recoverable natural gas liquids in 25 geologically defined areas that we thought to be prospective for petroleum. These resources account for about 22% of the undiscovered technically recoverable resources in the world. So we compared it to our World Endowment numbers, and it's about 22%. This is not the same for oil and gas. So the Arctic accounts for about 13% of the undiscovered oil and 30% of the undiscovered natural gas, 20% of the undiscovered natural gas liquids in the world. And about 84% of this estimated resource is expected to occur offshore. But there is an important caveat in the numbers that we are releasing today. In the Arctic area, it has the caveat that this is irregardless of sea ice or oceanic water depth. We assume that these resources are recoverable in sea ice and despite water depth.
Can you tell me a little bit why the USGS conducted this assessment?
The USGS is the sole provider of undiscovered, technically recoverable resources. We do it for onshore and state waters in the United States, and then we do it internationally. And this was a normal part of our World Petroleum Project. We had conducted a World Petroleum Assessment in early 2000, released it in 2000, and when we post-appraised that project, we realized that the major part of the world that was missing was the Arctic. And so we have spent the last few years looking at the Arctic because it has tremendous resource potential. We knew it was important, but it's extremely challenging in terms of lack of data, in terms of how do you approach actually conducting a resource estimate in the Arctic. And so we're very pleased to be able to release those results today.
So, Brenda, what exactly is technically recoverable oil?
In the Circumarctic Resource Appraisal, we assessed all petroleum commodities, oil, gas, and natural gas liquids. So the term technically recoverable applies to all of those. But what technically recoverable means is that portion of the resource endowment that is technically recoverable using today's technology and industry practice.
So, Don, can you tell me a little bit about the science behind the assessment?
Sure, Jessica. The reason the Arctic hasn't really been systematically assessed before is because once you get to offshore areas, there are very few data, and the area has never been drilled. There's very little seismic collected out there. So the challenge for us was assembling large, various-scale models of the geology of the Arctic. We had to begin by compiling the first consistent compilation map of the sedimentary rocks of the Arctic. We had to develop an analog database to bring in what we know from oil and gas and the rest of the world to allow us to constrain the great uncertainty of the undiscovered resource of the Arctic. We had to develop collaborative relationships with a number of other scientific organizations internationally in order to access the data that wouldn't ordinarily be available to us. So it was great fun looking at really interesting, uncertain geology, going back to original sources, gathering new data, and trying to constrain the possibilities for resources in the Arctic.
From your perspective, can you share with us the most interesting part of this assessment?
For me, I think the most interesting thing was encountering geological places in the Arctic that none of us, and perhaps nobody, had ever really thought of before from the point of view of oil and gas potential. As an example, there is a sedimentary basin north of Greenland called the Lincoln Sea Basin. There isn't a single well out there, not even a single reflection line out there. We were able to model it based on potential field data and one low-quality refraction line and a great geologic model from generations of work done by Canadian and Danish scientists. So it's been great fun finding these surprising places, you know.
Thank you, Don. And is there anything else you would like to share with us about this assessment?
Two things, really. One is I would emphasize that this is a very uncertain area and these are probabilistic estimates. There's a great deal of uncertainty associated with them. The second thing that I would point out is how much generous help we got from a number of international organizations and individuals who have been above and beyond what they needed to do to help us do this work.
Well, it has been a pleasure speaking with both of you, and thank you for joining us. And thanks to all of you for listening to this episode of CoreCast. To learn more about the assessment of undiscovered oil and gas resources in the Arctic, visit energy.usgs.gov. As always, CoreCast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior.